Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Jeffreon with a special episode of Mr. Jeffreon's World History Podcast. This past week, I had my current AP World History students write down whatever questions they would like to ask former AP World History students about the class. And today, I was able to sit down with some of my seniors from my advisory class and talk to them about their experiences as AP World History students way back in their sophomore year. I think it went well. We're calling this special episode one. That's episode one with a Roman numeral. Cue the special music. Okay, I'm here with Marissa, Josh, Lewis, Sammy, and Mitchell, and we are answering some questions from current world history students. If they could ask any question to past AP World History students. I'm just going to throw out these questions. People can answer whenever they want, and we're just recording the conversation here. First question, how difficult is the AP World History exam compared to the AP Human Geography exam?
In my experience, it was a lot harder. It was definitely the next level jump, a lot more reading, a lot more. It was a lot broader than AP Geography, so make sure you read the material and understand it fully.
Thanks. Anyone else? All right, just Josh on that one. How do you remember the details when taking notes? Who wanted to take that one?
Well, you study the notes after you take them. That's my best advice to you. Take the notes, and then before the exam, study your notes.
Go ahead. Make flashcards to help you out a little bit more and review them frequently.
All right. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Miss Mariani came up with some interesting ways of remembering certain things, like how she did the Thomas Hooker in Connecticut. Hookers have fun in Connecticut or something. So we remember that guy was from there. Just make it, like, interesting ways.
Mnemonic devices.
So make jokes about the things or mnemonic devices, songs, anything like that.
Yep. I agree.
Okay. What study habits work best? And obviously this is going to be what study habits have worked best for you. And this could be anybody that can start us.
Okay. Well, in the past, outlining the chapter and then after that reading it a few times, just going over my outline really helped getting all the material down.
Okay. Did you typically read through the chapter a couple times?
Yeah, like once or twice.
Okay. Anyone else want to take that one? Study habits?
Well, in addition to reading, I suggest Googling chapter summaries.
Okay.
And reading those are very helpful.
Yeah, and I have a lot of that stuff on my website. I just need to throw out that everybody sitting here took the class pre-MrJeffreon.com, so maybe didn't have as many resources readily available. They had to seek them out on their own. And that's not to say I have all the resources also. Anyone else? Study habits.
There's this app that you can get, AP World History 5 Steps 205, and it has practice tests on it designated to each chapter or section, and that really helped to familiarize and get everything situated with the material.
Okay. Now, this is probably one that I think a lot of people struggled with. How do you handle and schedule your reading?
Set time aside for reading. Like, designate a time and keep it. Don't let anything else interfere with that time. And I know that's kind of hard, but just find a time that works for you and make sure that that's your designated reading time. No TV, no talking on the phone, nothing like that. Just read.
All right. Anyone else?
Go ahead. Okay, sometimes when I was, like, too tired to finish reading at night, I would just wake up really early to read, like, 4 o'clock or 3:30. So that just helped when you're too tired and you can't focus at night.
All right, because if you're not focused, you're not going to get anything out of it anyway, so why go through the motions? Go ahead.
All right, I was in band and a lot of stuff in my church when I was taking this class, so what I had to do is cut it all into smaller chunks. So if I knew I had 6 days to read a chapter and it was 60 pages, I read 10 pages a day and took notes on those. And then at the end, I studied all my notes and I was good to go.
All right. Anybody else want to add anything or are we moving on?
Moving on.
Okay, I'm going to throw in a follow-up. I know it's on this page somewhere. Maybe it's one of the things we get to, but how much time a day did you spend studying, or do you spend studying currently? I mean, a lot of times you're taking multiple AP classes now, but we'll just throw out some numbers here.
I try to do at least an hour per subject.
An hour per subject, okay.
I'd say about 2 to 3 hours.
A day total or a per day. Subject? Because that's pretty crazy.
No, a day okay. total.
I'm taking 7 AP classes, so all right. Anybody else want to add, or just we'll just go with those answers? All right, everyone's nodding, so we're moving forward on this. Will taking this class help me in college? How so?
Doing well in the class will help you get into college in the first place. And if you do major in something that requires for you to take world history, you won't have to pay for that, which is a gift, I guess.
Yeah, and every major has some sort of humanities elective, and sometimes this can fulfill that requirement. Up to 2 classes, World Civ 1 and 2 at UCF, I know. So, anybody else? I knew Lewis was kind of jumping on that one.
Well, the essays in this, in AP World, really help out when you take APUSH with Ms. Mariani, and with pretty much all other essays is what it helped me with.
Okay, so writing, thinking, communicating. Mm-hmm. What does it take to pass this class?
Effort.
Read.
Self-determination. Reading. A lot of reading.
Okay, so pretty much reading, effort, self-determination, that seems to be the secret. The secret is hard work. What a secret. Any tips relating to this class?
Make it fun. Actually get involved in the class work. And when your teacher's teaching, like, answer questions, make it fun. Don't be the guy that's sitting in the back not doing anything, because you're not going to get anything out of it.
All right.
I always read chapter summaries the morning of the quiz.
Always.
Always useful.
Okay. Definitely. Any other tips? That's it on our tips. Okay. Overall experience with AP World History. No, wait a minute. That wasn't one we marked, but let's go with it anyway.
It's fun.
It broadened my view on the world. Like, I found out that I was very close-minded, and it just opened up new horizons.
Okay. We'll just stick with that one, because I wasn't supposed to read that one. How did you prepare for writing essays?
I used to go over the rubric a lot, so I could remember each point and get into the expanded core.
Okay. Anything else?
I wrote essays to prepare for the essays.
Pretty much it. You prepare by doing it. How did you overcome struggles in this class?
Worked harder. You read, you ask a lot of questions, ask a smarter friend, something.
I think creating study groups is probably a good idea, and it's something everyone eventually does in college anyway. We kind of create study sessions during our review at the end of the year, but I think there's something to taking the initiative and doing it yourself.
That helped a lot when I had a buddy who took his notes on the chapter and I took mine, and we gave back and forth, and we missed some things in each other's.
Filled in the gaps.
Yeah, so that was good.
Okay. How did you keep up with the notes when Mr. Jeffreon did not spoon-feed you everything? Are we getting redundant here, or you're just going to keep saying read over and over?
Keep up with your reading.
One of you wanted to answer what the exam was like.
Hard.
Just hard. All right.
Wasn't me.
How did you isolate yourself from distractions when doing your reading? This is a good one.
Keep distractions away. Like, don't turn on the TV at all. Keep it off. One thing I did was I had a huge cell phone problem. Like, I would text while I was reading. So it eventually got to the point where I would give my phone to my sister and basically tell her to keep it until I was done with my reading for the day. And then I would get my cell phone back. And it went a lot faster when I didn't have my cell phone in front of me. So
you're more efficient because you didn't have those distractions. Anything else you want to add to that?
I used to put headphones in my ears without any music, so it would block out all outside noise, and I wouldn't have any distractions.
That's a good one. Let's see, where were we? How did you juggle AP World History and sports? And we can do it with sports, and also Josh talked about band as well. So, Mitchell.
Well, last year when I was taking AP US, I juggled club soccer, high school soccer, and a job. So that was kind of hard. But you got to realize that your first priority is always going to be your schoolwork, and your coaches and your boss is going to recognize that. Because that's the most important thing.
All right. Josh, did you want to add anything with band or anything?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to take breaks from stuff, and they'll understand, you know. Or sometimes there's a lot of waiting, especially in band, so don't just sit there and talk with friends. Do something.
Okay.
My trick was to simply not participate in sports.
Ladies, anything to add on that one?
When you participate in a lot of clubs, too, you have to go out and do things, but you always just have to find time or skip a few things, I guess.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marissa.
I like what Josh said about finding time. Like, there are times where maybe you're on a bus ride to your next sporting event or whatever, and you know that it's going to take an hour to get there. So take your book along with you and try to just make the most of your time.
One of my current students who's running cross country for me, I was pretty happy to see that she had her world history book with her on the bus when we were going to a meet a couple weeks ago, actually. What did you enjoy about AP World History? So, anything there?
Mr. Jeffreyon really made the class interesting. A lot of things he did I would disagree with, but because those things were so controversial at times, I would always remember what those things would talk about. Like those videos with the singing, those were horrible, but I would always remember.
All right, anything else?
Yeah, it was, the atmosphere was really cool. We could talk about anything and everything, so all kinds of different ideas.
Anything else?
I liked the classroom discussions and found that when you participate in them, you get a lot more from them than if you don't.
Socratic circles are my favorite.
Those were awesome.
I hope to start those after Christmas this year. Last year, I cut them out entirely because I think we tried to do them too early and people weren't mentally ready for it. So they went horrible, so I stopped doing them. But hopefully, as long as people are into it after Christmas, we'll start doing that again. What can I do to make this class more exciting? Mitchell already mentioned being engaged, but anything else?
Read the book in an accent. So if you're, I'm serious. Dude. If it's like Chinese, like if you're learning about ancient China,
like,
so do an accent.
It's good, and then you can relate the subject that you're reading about
right.
to
That's
the
awesome.
Culture.
With a friend, me and Marissa used to sit down like outside. Even you can study outside, and if mm-hmm. we were reading about China or somewhere, we would just try to put an accent to it.
Oh man,
or
that's awesome.
I'm never serious. Of that. Like it doesn't have to apply just to China though. Like everywhere.
Like France or something.
Okay. So besides the funny accents, anything else?
Dude, you'd have some really cool dreams if you fell asleep reading that book. Just
yeah.
saying. You remember stuff. It's kind of
like
cool.
Like lucid dreaming where you're changing
yeah,
history.
Yeah, it was weird. But
that would be an excellent discussion, but I want to move forward. I don't want to get off on a tangent on this. We have, what advice would you give about successfully passing AP World History? And I don't know if they mean the exam or the class, but answer whichever way you want to answer this.
Read.
Say it louder. There you go.
Read the book.
I can read the book.
Everyone's saying read. Anything else besides reading?
When you're reading, make connections so that it all comes together and read.
Take practice exams and practice questions.
All right. Anything? All right. What would you recommend to do in order to prepare for the AP test? I mean, that's kind of what you guys were just answering. Is there anything to add if we're test specific here?
The Princeton Review is the best review book.
Princeton Review
5 is not that great.
Princeton Review is a pretty good one, yeah.
The app is great for 5 Steps to a 5 for practice questions.
I disagree.
There were some of them on the exam.
I didn't use either, and I passed, so.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Don't cram the night before, because that's not going to help at all.
No.
You cannot cram 10,000 years of history in 24 hours.
Especially if you fall asleep during the test.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. That would be a problem. Last year, kids that got the Barron's book did very well. So that is another great book out there as far as review books. Do colleges take into account when you take an AP course and pass the course but fail the exam?
Doing that actually looks really bad, because if you pass the course and fail the exam, it means that the teacher was not teaching the material appropriately. At least that's what it looks like. So if you have B's in other classes, it'll look like you got B's in easy classes, because passing the course and failing the exam makes your school look like it has no standards.
But on the positive side, it will show that you at least tried to challenge yourself. But if you don't pass, I wouldn't get too discouraged and try again.
I think part of it is you need to kind of qualify what it means to fail the exam.
Right.
I think there's a difference between a kid who gets a 2 and a kid that gets a 1. Mm. The kid that got a 1 gave up at some point. They gave up in August, September. Maybe they gave up in May. Maybe they gave up during the test. But people who get 1s tend to have given up at some point. People who get 2s, some people, sometimes it's just bad luck. Sometimes it's test anxiety. Sometimes they worked their behind off, earned a C in the class or whatever, got a 2 on the exam. And from what I've been told by actual people that work at these universities, if you have a C in the class, they'd rather see a C in an AP class than they would see an A in a regular class. So, and that could vary, I guess, from university to university also. How do you catch up when you are feeling behind? Have any of you felt behind in the class and had to do something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeff, around notes. You had online stuff a little bit back then.
Yeah.
So, like, if I could only read half the chapter, I'd make sure I read your notes and paid attention in class.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes if I was running behind, I would just use your notes but read the chapter by myself.
Okay. Anything else? That's it on our suggestions for that. What are the alternatives to buying an AP prep book?
There's online resources that are free, like flashcards and like Quizlet with practice questions. That's pretty useful.
The practice exams at the end were very useful. And they get you like used to the setup and how it looks before the exam.
Right. Okay. So I didn't buy one of those books, and I don't have a smartphone. So I barely passed the exam, and these guys got higher grades, but it is doable without any of that stuff. But I would highly recommend getting what they got, because they got way better stuff and less stress.
Right. Okay.
Well, you can find the previous AP exams up to a certain point online, like the real test, for free on the, what is it, AP?
College Board
website. And you could just go over those.
And a lot of the past essays we write in the class anyway. Mm-hmm. And I mean, the multiple choice these days, it's if you're a very good reader and have historical context background knowledge, you can do well on that. Essays, I mean, that's where you get the most bang for your buck, is being able to write very well. So, how similar are Mr. Jeffrion's quizzes to the exam?
They're harder. They're actually harder than the exam sometimes. So that definitely helped. And then sometimes the questions on the exam were harder, but they were... Your quizzes are hard.
It all evens out in the end, I think. Any other ideas as far as quizzes to the exam?
The quizzes are a lot more specific than the exam actually was. Like, the exam was more broad and general. So knowing more information kind of helps you to make more connections and...
See, what I try to do is with the quizzes, since it covers the reading, they are a little bit more detail-oriented. My tests are a little bit more broad, and the exam's a bit more broad. I'd say my tests are probably closer to the exam. The quizzes are just to make sure you read.
Yeah. Didn't really stress the tests. Stress the quizzes, though.
All right. Well, that's the bell. Advisory's over. That ends our podcast. Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Woo!
Bye. Well, there you have it. 5 seniors, myself, the questions of AP World History students, and my incredibly creaky table. We'll probably have a few more episodes like this.
I don't know that we'll use the table. That was getting kind of annoying. But I will see you guys soon. This has been Mr. Jeffrey on Special Edition World History Podcast.